Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I am here in the offices of Gray, Gray, and Gray. They moved us to a new conference room. I like this one, too. Nice big TV.
It's good.
I like the big screen. If I didn't know what accounting firm I was at, I'd sure know from that screen, though.
Well, you know, you need to get a little advertising in when you can.
Yeah, it's good. You guys do a good job. Beyond the numbers, Gray, Gray, and Gray. I like it.
That is us.
That's Rich Hershen, partner at the firm, and also our accounting reporter. Thanks for everything he's done over the last month for us. Our next guest is Eric Gulko from Summit Financial Corporation, and we're going to be discussing telehealth, not tele-rich, telehealth.
That's right, telehealth.
Telehealth. So what is telehealth?
Well, you know, in essence, telehealth is FaceTiming with your doctor. It's a new way, an expanding way of interacting with the medical community. It's something that's been around for a long time in some form. I mean, for years you've had nurse lines where people could call in the middle of the night. And
WebMD, which stunk.
Right.
I use that all the time to diagnose myself.
That's right.
You don't know how many serious illnesses I've had as a result of reading WebMD.
I don't know. I took one look at you. You still have them.
So this is when you
There's no cure for what you got.
If you don't want to diagnose yourself, there are other options online now. And so, you know, you used to have these nurses on where you could call them. But more recently, a lot of the carriers, medical carriers now, are offering telehealth services, which is, you know, an employee or individual gets sick one day and they don't want to have to get up, get dressed, go to the doctor. They hit their app on their phone and they get connected to a doctor who can assess the situation and prescribe meds if you need it, and you're done. And you can go to CVS.
Are these run by doctors that are offering this service, or is this the insurance companies are putting this together?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, years ago, good question, Rich.
Thank you.
I'm in shock, too.
I know, right? Once in a while, he has a good one.
I think that my associate texted him the question.
Yeah, that didn't happen. But
so when I first was involved with telehealth about 10 years ago, it was all third-party organizations. They would have these networks of doctors, and you can, as an employer, decide to work with this organization and add this benefit for your employees where they can call doctors or go online if they could at that time. But today, the major carriers are now offering this service as part of their overall insurance plans. So the major carriers will contract with these network of telehealth doctors, and then the health insurance carriers will offer this service as part of their overall packages to employers. So that's how it's rolled out.
And if you have a health insurance plan, you know, as a company or business owner, you get health insurance for your employees. Does a plan that offers telehealth save the employer money? Is it a lower premium because the employees can use this, which I'm guessing costs the insurance companies less money?
He's on fire today, isn't he?
He is. That's a really good question, Rich.
Number two.
Right.
2-0,
right.
Jeff.
2-0, yeah.
That's it for the month.
Yeah.
You quota? So, yeah, it's a big question. It's an open question as to whether this is going to save money or be cost neutral, or even cost more. I mean, you'd think it'd save money. On the surface, it seems like it should be cheaper, because if you're dealing with someone online, you're not having to go to the emergency room, you don't have to go to a doctor's office. It's less expensive. But one of the open questions that I see in this is, well, if it's really all that convenient, do we think there'll be an increase in utilization? Will people, you know, I might wake up one morning and not feel well and say, I'll see how I feel tomorrow. And if I still don't feel well, I'll go to the doctor. But if I can just hit a button on my phone, would I be quicker to the trigger? And would there be perhaps more utilization of healthcare if it's easier and more convenient and less expensive? So on the surface, it's supposed to cut down costs because you're accessing the system through a less expensive means online versus brick and mortar. But we'll see over time whether it truly is a cost savings. And to answer your question directly, Rich, most of the carriers now who are rolling this out are not charging for it. It's just built in and not saving money for the employer. It's just a neutral impact on
it's support of their population.
That's correct.
It's a value added that they're delivering.
That's exactly right.
So what's your background?
Yeah, I've been in the benefits business for 20 years now. I've worked for big corporations. I've worked for big consulting firms, small consulting firms. So today, in the last decade or more, I've been working with small, medium-sized businesses, helping them assess, you know, what do we do this year about our cost increases on the healthcare side, and what else can we do to offer better benefits to our employees. And so this is one of those areas where, you know, it's relatively good news. It's another option for employees and for many people, increasingly with millennials who are more comfortable with technology, and the studies all show they would welcome increased technology. This is something you can offer to your employees and feel good about it.
And what are some other trends that you're seeing in the health insurance area?
You know, one thing I'm seeing overall, and I was just talking about this earlier in the green room. It's a great green room you have here, by the way.
Thank you.
One of the things we were talking about is these high deductible health plans that you see out there, and everybody's having to pay a lot out of pocket.
A lot.
And so what that does is it gives us all more skin in the game. And so then the question becomes, if I get all this money that I have to spend out of pocket, am I spending it in the most efficient way? So if I have to, let's say I got to get an x-ray, right? Or a CAT scan or something. In the past, I just go wherever the doctor tells me to go, wherever I'm closest to. But in the future, and even today, the questions are being asked, well, number one, what's the x-ray for? What's a CAT scan for? You're having a conversation with your doctor about it more than you ever have. But then let's assume that you go forward with the x-ray. You might think about, where am I going to get that x-ray done? Because that x-ray will cost a different amount depending on where you go. And so one of the trends we're seeing in the healthcare field is increased employee education, and the open question is, will employees look at healthcare purchases similar to how they look at other things in their life? When I'm looking to buy a car, I'm going online, I'm comparing prices, I decide what I need, but then I'm looking to see where I can get it the most efficient way. Would I do the same thing for an x-ray or a CAT scan? Would I decide which hospital?
You think you should, though. That's the message. You're right, because the last two cars I bought, I spent months ahead of time, you know, researching and reading and looking at prices by state. I knew so much about the car going in. I knew exactly what I was doing. But it's funny, when it comes to our personal health, people aren't doing the same kind of advocacy for themselves.
That's right. And a lot of that is, you know, historical. I mean, we were used to just paying small copays and you don't have to think about it. A lot of it is lack of information. You can go online and get so much information about a car and how much it should cost and how much the invoice is and how much the markup should be. So in part, it's a reflective of the need of the insurance industry to increase the dissemination of information so that you could easily go online and say, all right, I need to get that x-ray. Where are my options? Where can I go that's near my house? And which are good providers that provide good service and that provide it at a reasonable rate?
Well, I think there's
information is increasingly being provided out there.
Well, I think there's more objective data. I hate to say it because the car industry is not my favorite industry, but there's more objective data when you're buying a car than there is about medicine out there. It's hard to get truly objective, statistically relevant data because there's just so much irrelevant subjective data about medicine out there.
Right, and as a result,
and biased research.
There is bias, and we're also relying on our doctors, right? Because we don't have all the information.
Well, who's doing the research is always the, you know, when my wife goes online and she's checking out, you know, medicines, and she gives me a statistic, I say, who sponsored the research? And she goes, what do you mean? I go check and see who sponsored the research. Was it sponsored by doctors, an independent association? Was it sponsored by a university? Was it funded by a drug company? Was it fund? You know, who's funding it? You got to know who's funding it.
And that's right. And, you know, 20 years ago, to find answers to some of these questions, you'd have to go to a medical school library. You'd have to go and look at microfiche at journals. And
oh, microfiche.
Today.
I hated that.
Half our audience doesn't even know what that is.
Right.
It was almost worth flunking it. I stayed away from microfiche.
So today, I mean, you can get the answers to your questions in 30 seconds online, which is really helpful overall in the healthcare field. If you're looking to educate yourself some more on some of these topics, it's easier to do.
But I think you mentioned before, I think it's an education. Because I think most people don't fully understand how the health insurance works. I think the insurance companies need to do a better job of explaining how we can all work together to keep the costs down. I think the employers as well need to be a part of that, of teaching their employees, hey, look, if we can all save money here, if we start looking at some other options and teaching them how to do it, and having the information available is a key part of that.
Eric, great talking to you. If somebody wants to find you at Summit Financial Corporation, how would they find you?
Well, they can call us at 781-229-9500. They can look for us on the internet at www.summitfinancialcorp.com. We're also on LinkedIn and everywhere else online.
That's great.
I'm not doing FaceTime yet, but we can do some other types of internet-based.
Can you do telehealth with your broker, telebroker?
Telebroker. That's our next phase.
Yeah. And you're going to come back again and talk about this subject again?
Absolutely, anytime.
Great.
Thanks so much for having me.
My name is Jeffrey Davis from Mage, and we've been speaking with Eric Gulko from Summit Financial Corp, with Rich Hershen from Gray, Gray & Gray. Rich was the guy with that, I know it was shocking, those two good questions.
Yes.
That was Rich.
That's me.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.